You're listening to Somatics Toolkit, audio file on blood work, part 1, Finding Your Pulse. My name is Marie Helle Andersen, and I'm a dance artist and somatic practitioner.
My name is Mette Terp Højby, and I'm an anthropologist. Take the time you need to arrive in your body and warm up your physical instrument. Prepare yourself and the space, and make sure that you can work uninterrupted for 12 minutes. For this work, you'll need to be in a place where you have some space to move around. This could be outside in a park or indoor, where you have space to run or jump. You may already have a sense of blood moving inside your body as a pulse or a flow, or outside your body, at times it dripped or seeped through. But let's zoom in on this and explore it further.
Start by walking around at a good pace. Just like you normally would, walking down the street. Feel your body push through the air and your arms move by the side of your torso. Keep walking. Pick up the pace. If you have space around you, let your walking become faster until it becomes running. Do some sprints between points in the space, between two walls, or trees if you're outside. Otherwise, you can also do some high jumps or run on the spot. Keep going for a little while longer. Jump up and touch a tree or a wall. Feel your muscles working to push your body through the space. Now slow down the pace and quite quickly come to standing still. Close your eyes and let your body stop in whatever position it is, without judging or without trying to stand correctly. Feel your breath moving.
Start by noticing how your body takes the breath. Your diaphragm pushes down on the in-breath, creating a vacuum that opens the lungs and the chest to let the air in. You don't have to physically decide to do so, it just happens. Right next to the lungs is the heart. From the capillaries in the lungs, the oxygen passes into the bloodstream as you're breathing. Place your hands over your heart. You can press your hands a little into your chest to feel your heartbeat. You can feel how the heart works quite steadily to pump the blood around your body. Notice the connection between physical effort and breathing. Pushing the body pushes the breathing and causes the heart to pump faster. There's a direct relationship. Keep noticing the relationship between your breathing and your heartbeat. From that sensation, you might feel a rhythm or pulsation moving into the rest of your body. Allow yourself to follow that rhythm or pulsation. Follow it with your awareness and let your body respond to it. It might start with a really subtle movement, perhaps a little sway or lifting up and down of the chest. It might be shifting weight from left to right. Go with what feels right for you. There's no wrong movement.
So we began with the external movement of running, jumping, or otherwise increasing our heart rate, which was directly causing movement inside your body too, in your breath and blood. Now let us reverse that. Let the internal movement of the heart, the breath, the pulse, affect the rest of the body and cause external movement. Whatever movement that you're exploring, allow it to amplify and make it bigger. You can keep your eyes closed. Allow your body to continue with that rocking or weight shifting that you're experiencing in the body. Notice how the external movement is feeding back into the internal movement. When your body moves more, the breath and the blood move more. They feed each other. The external movement contributes to the internal and vice versa. Let yourself explore this sensation for a little while. You can pause the audio if you like some more time to do this. You're still trying to let the inner body speak to the outer body in the way that the heart and breathing is speaking back to external movement in the torso, the arms or the head, the legs and the feet. Perhaps more of your body slowly becomes involved. Without trying to censor yourself or being descriptive in your movement, just let the body do what it wants. There's no right or wrong. Follow the body's curiosity in the movement. It may take you to sitting or moving around the space.
This is the end of the first audio track exploring blood work. If you wish to continue exploring, go straight to the next audio file, Blood Work on Flow. If you want to finish here, let your body slow down and come to standing still. Finish the exercise by closing your eyes and take a moment to focus on the sensations in your body. Anchor yourself into this experience and bring it into the next stage of your research. Thank you for listening to Somatics Toolkit and Blood Work on Finding Your Pulse. Remember your body.